Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Donald Semanek is a former physics professor at Lock Haven University in Pennsylvania. He's also the creator of the Museum of Unworkable Devices. It's a museum dedicated to man's failed efforts over the centuries to come up with what's referred to as a perpetual motion machine. A perpetual motion machine is a hypothetical device that can remain in motion, producing work forever, without ever needing an external source of energy to keep it going. The idea is so tantalizing that some engineers have been fascinated with it for centuries. For example, imagine a car that would never run out of gas or electricity, an automobile that could run on a free, limitless supply of energy. How about that? There is only one snag. It's impossible. The laws of thermodynamics prevent it. Here in John's Gospel, Jesus describes something similar. It's the pipe dream that we in our faith can somehow flourish apart from Christ. Instead of using the example of a perpetual motion machine, Jesus used the example of branches on a grapevine. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. And then he points out, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Why? Because God is the source of our life and salvation. When Jesus spoke these words to the disciples, it was the evening before his crucifixion. He had celebrated the Lord's Supper with them, and they were likely on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he would soon be arrested. When the soldiers came, they soon scattered. But Jesus did not leave them alone. In fact, when he showed himself alive to them 3 days later, they soon realized that there would never be a time in which he was not with them. In these weeks, then, following Easter, it's good for us to hear these words as well. Abiding in Christ, or remaining in Christ, reminds us that we can never go it alone when it comes to our new life in him. Do you know what a branch is called when it's not connected to the vine? A stick. And you know what all those devices that once claimed to be perpetual motion machines are called? Examples of unworkable devices that accomplished nothing and line museum shelves. The museum describes them as eccentric and even intricate perpetual motion machines that have remained steadfastly unmoving since their inception. So in love, Jesus reminded the disciples just as he reminds you and me today, apart from me, you can do nothing. In Christ, you and I have forgiveness of sins and life without end, everlasting life with him. Here's something that truly is perpetual and ongoing. God's grace and the new life he has given to you. God created this new life in you at your baptism. The Holy Spirit, who has created faith in your heart, sustains that faith as you hear his word at home in your devotions, and as we gather together in worship as we do on a Sunday morning. As we gather for the Lord's Supper, it's Christ himself who strengthens us in faith, feeding us his very body and blood with the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of our sins. As we sing in the hymn, you and I come to Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. Here a pure and healing fountain flows for you, for me, for all, in a full perpetual tide, open when our Savior died. Here he refreshes us through this salutary gift and strengthens us in faith toward God and in fervent love toward one another. Here is the never-ending and constant supply of God's mercy and grace for you. The interesting reality of perpetual motion machines is that they can't produce enough energy to keep themselves going, let alone do anything else. By contrast, not only does the branch receive life as it's connected to the vine, it even produces fruit for others. You and I get to share this wonderful life-giving good news with our friends and neighbors. Let us pray. Risen Savior, thank you that we need never go it alone, but by faith are blessed to remain in you. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.